T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's go to the Dialpad guest line. Dialpad helps you make smarter calls. Connect your team with a business communication platform that powers voice, video, messages, and meetings across your existing devices. Adam, we're talking a little bit about rivalry since the 49ers play the Seahawks on Monday, and we just batted around. What do you think the biggest rivalry is right now in the NFL?
A great question. I think it's been a little bit watered down over the years, some of these, because of player movement and coaching movement. That's a great question. I would say probably Baltimore-Pittsburgh's really, really good. You're playing in the same division. That thing's been around for years, Ray Lewis years and so forth, Roethlisberger. It also depends. So here's the other problem. You got to have the two teams good at the same time, and that's, I think that's what happens sometimes. The nice thing this year is the Niners are still undefeated. Seahawks have been way better than we expected. That's a huge game money. That is an absolute rivalry. There's no question now. Does it have the juice that it once would have? Because the Niners were down for so many years. Now, it's ironically, Sherman's on the other side. And the Niners happen to be way better than we expected. So that's a one that's probably back on the rise. But I don't know if there's one where you go, oh, my God. I mean, Dallas-Philly was great for years. I think it really comes down to how good the teams are at the same time.
Well, let me ask you that. Do the 49ers and Seahawks, do you think they have the staying power to be kind of at the top of the division and maybe at the top of the NFC, let's say, for the next 2 or 3 years?
Well, the way that the Niners are constructed, because they're so young, and obviously they're well ahead of schedule. No one was. I think the Niners are being honest with you, their front office especially. They weren't thinking they'd be this good this soon, but it's a great story. And then the Seahawks, talking to the Seahawks last week, and obviously Russell Wilson right now, if we're being honest, should be the NFL's MVP, but DJ Metcalf, their second-round pick receiver, he's a little bit farther ahead than they expected. Chris Carson now has become one of the best running backs in the National Football League. Their line had been much maligned for years, is actually playing better. Their defense, their secondary is getting better. They're not great. This is a very beatable defense. You'll see that on Monday night. I expect the Niners dial up their passing game because the Seahawks are not having a lot of success rushing the passer. But their passing game is so dynamic because Wilson, this is by far the best he's played. He's playing with more discipline in the pocket. He'll break the pocket when he needs to. But both teams have staying power. Russell Wilson, hey, special quarterback. There's no question about it. The other thing is he's healthy and he's found a way with Brian Schottenheimer who have a run game. After Marshawn Lynch left, they were concerned about it. Now they've got it with Chris Carson.
Adam, I'm so excited about this game Monday night. I can't wait. And we're week 8. The Niners are 8-0. We're in that stretch run. If I was in your living room Monday night watching this clash with you, can you tell me what's on your checklist with the 49ers? And prove might be too strong of a word, but what are you watching most? The fact that there ain't no moving forward.
In terms of this game, or are you just talking about going
in general? Yeah, just in like, you know, Seattle's, you know, a tough test, Russell Wilson, but moving forward for the Niners, what questions do you still have left, if any?
All right, here's the big one, and I'm glad you asked this question. So one of the things I liked about this last game against the Cardinals, and coaches always tell me, you learn a lot about your team when you go through adversity. Their defense gave up. As we know, the Cardinals and Kenyon Drake, who came out of nowhere, they just picked him up, the Cardinals did, for that game. They went right down the field and scored on him, and the Niners are not used to being down. They handled it. They rallied. Jimmy Garoppolo had his best game as a Niner, even better than any of those games 2 years ago after the trade. You saw Garoppolo. We'd said on your show during the season, we'd like to see what would happen if Garoppolo had to get them back and throw in the football. Well, he now has checked off that box. So to answer your question, that's one of them. And not that anyone's going to stop Russell Wilson. So let me give you another scenario. We'll move this forward. If the Seahawks come out and they get up 14-0, Wilson's killing them, does Kyle Shanahan get out of his, hey, we want to run first mentality?
Mm.
Do they get out of balance? Like they still ran the ball. against the Cardinals. But the great thing is when the passing tempo picked up, Garoppolo was marvelous. He made big-time throw after big-time throw. And by the way, guys, no one I spoke to who graded the Niners tape before that game said that Garoppolo looked any better than average this season. He was spectacular, special. So to move this forward, so the question is, can he continue this? You got to do it back-to-back games when you're called upon. So if they get down, he's got to do it again. He's got to do it again. He's got to show that he can do it again. He doesn't have to play at that elite level because he played at an elite level that last game. Just play well in the passing game when you have to, and he certainly did it the game before.
Yeah, you know what, Adam? I love what Shanahan did in that game against Arizona, noticing that the Cardinals were stuffing the box, trying to sell out to stop the run, and there was a lot more first-down passing for Jimmy Garoppolo, which I think could be key moving forward, letting him pass the ball on first down to loosen up these defenses that are in these eight-in-the-box type of defenses. But I want to talk about Kwon Alexander. Was playing out of playing very well in pass coverage. Some people graded him pretty low when it came to the run game. What do you think the Niners will do? I mean, we know what they will do. They'll have Jerry Greenlaw there playing, but how big of a loss is this for this 49ers defense?
Huge, because he's so athletic and he could cover. When I was with him in training camp, and I remember someone in the front office saying, look, we've had to slow him down because he's so far ahead where most people thought he would be. This guy was a high-priced linebacker. He was playing at a very high level. It's a tough loss. The starting player, one of the best defensive players, very, very early on. It's interesting because when we look at Robert Saleh, who people wanted to run out of town last year, now people think he's going to be the top head coaching candidate. I think that's a little bit strong, but Robert will have his time to be head coach someday. It could be next year. But this is going to be his first real challenge with injuries. He's had some injuries to deal with, but this is the first true big-time starter. That's the other part of this. I'm glad you brought that up, Bonte. That's the other part of this going forward with their adversity. How do teams attack them now? Carson's used in the run game, the pass game, but he's not explosive in the pass game. They don't really have much in the pass game with the running backs. But going forward, because they're not going to have Alexander the rest of the season, teams are going to go after those linebackers and Greenlaw because he's now going to have to change his role a little bit. That's something to keep an eye on starting on Monday night. But when they and by the way, we all know their schedule's getting very hard.
Oh yeah,
those teams that have the good running backs out of the backfield, mm-hmm. you're going to see them attack them in that passing game.
Adam, the 49ers are 8-0. They've got the Seahawks Monday. Supposing they win the game, at what point does the talk start about can they run the table? And if that starts to come up, do you think that can affect the football team in any way?
You know, I remember when I was dealing with the Patriots situation in 07, when they were, we know what happened during the regular season. They held it really, really well. I've seen teams start worrying about it, and it starts to permeate too much. I think what you have to do as a head coach, remember Doug Peterson, the Eagles head coach, talking about it when they were on a long win streak and they were going to set some team records. He actually embraced it. He's like, I'm good with us talking about it. It's not going to be a big part of what we do. So it depends on how you handle it. Kyle, who's pretty straightforward like his father, just about dealing with the plan ahead, I'll be very interested to see how he handles this. Because let's face it, folks, this team was not supposed to be this good. I thought 8 or 9 wins. I said on your show, 10 if they max out. No one in their right mind thought they could be a 12 or 13 win team, which, by the way, I know the schedule becomes very hard. They still should approach that number. And when we talk about success, look how the Browns have not handled success, how they didn't deal very well with all the expectations. The Niners didn't have any, and I think that probably helped them.
Adam, how do you see tomorrow night? The Bay Area has a big AFC West showdown between the Chargers and Raiders. And I was telling the fellas, the Chargers look to be getting healthy. I was watching Bosa's brother get after the quarterback along with Ingram. Do you see the Chargers making a run, or do you think the Raiders can win this matchup?
I'll tell you what, Melvin Ingram was a home wrecker last week.
Guys, I
couldn't believe it. They absolutely shut down Aaron Rodgers. It was incredible. And remember, they're playing without several defensive players.
Yep.
Gus Bradley's done a great job with their defense. But the other good story is they finally got their run game going with Melvin Gordon with his 80 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Hunter Henry's healthy at tight end. They can make it. They'll make it a game. Now, this is a short week. It's not a long flight, obviously, to Oakland for them, but I give him a puncher's chance. And how about this? they fired their offensive coordinator, Ken Whitson, after a win, which you just never see.
Right. And it's wow. The Raiders are fascinating in a sense that how the hell are they 500 with all these road games, Adam? And Josh Jacobs is looking good. Derek Carr is starting to get into a rhythm. You just wonder how good that team could have been if Antonio Brown could have kept his act straight. But I want to talk to you, Adam, about what we saw on Sunday Night Football. Baltimore Ravens. I asked Mooch this yesterday. I just wonder if the Ravens can win with that style of play in the playoffs. But, man, they had the Patriots. I'd never seen them look that disoriented since probably the Super Bowl against Philadelphia.
I'll be honest with you. When I covered Michael Vick, Lamar Jackson's got a little bit of Michael Vick. He's a little bit taller, but he's thin like Michael Vick. The way that Greg Roman, you remember Greg Roman, the former Niners
coach,
Kaepernick. I talked to Greg when he's in training camp, and I asked him about that. I said, are there any similarities? He goes, both work really hard. He said Cap accepted the way they were going to run the offense. So did Lamar. And he said, Lamar is such a sponge and works so hard, and he's got total respect to the players. Now, he's another guy where I think Lamar's a little bit farther ahead than we expected, and he's only going to get better. But the only problem is, and I remember this with Steve Young, Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, and all the running quarterbacks, at some point, they're going to get hurt. Running quarterbacks always get hurt, and you just got, at some point, it's working now because they're so far ahead of the game. The league does not have tape, and the league is going to finally catch up to this. I know Greg's an unbelievable run game designer, but eventually there's going to have to be an act two because eventually Lamar Jackson is going to get thrown around and teams are going to start figuring this out. But they sure as heck have not figured it out. And Belichick did all that he tried to do to confuse Jackson and Roman. It didn't work. No question about it.
Adam, thank you so much as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Guys, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Adam Kaplan, 95.7 The Game, NFL Insider.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.